Okay, thank you, Mike. He who trusts in his own heart is a fool, but whoever walks wisely will be delivered. That's Proverbs chapter 28, verse 26. Awake to the righteousness and do not sin, for some do not have the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame. Paul said that to the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 34. An ignorant person don't know that he's ignorant because he doesn't have enough information to prove his own self otherwise. The wise man's eyes are in his head, but a fool walks in darkness. That's Ecclesiastes chapter 2 and verse 14. We must all keep in mind that the gospel cannot be spread through ignorance. Now, the purpose of the commandment is love from a pure heart, from a good conscience, and from some sincere faith, from which some, having strayed, have turned aside to idle talk, desiring to be teachers of the law, understanding neither what they say nor the things they affirm. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 5 through 8. Got a question for you. Have you ever went the extra step to help someone, help a neighbor, maybe only to get your feelings hurt, try to teach what the Bible teaches, and only to get argued against, opposition, maybe having to end the discussion by agreeing that you disagree on a subject? Well, unfortunately, there will be occasions we have to shake off the dust and press on towards the mark. All Christians have the responsibility to use their talents to teach the gospel and truth. If you'd like, turn with me to Matthew chapter 28. Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 and 20. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. All Christians have a responsibility to teach the gospel. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. And we're all to pass on the word of God. If you'd like, turn with me to Deuteronomy chapter 6, the fifth book of Moses. Deuteronomy chapter 6, beginning with verse 4. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thy heart. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto the children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thy house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine head, and they shall be in the frontlets between the eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the post of thy house and upon thy gates. The wisdom writer said, bind them continually upon thy heart and tie them around your neck. That's Proverbs chapter 6 and verse 21. So as we bind these words in their Bible around our heart and tie them around our neck. Let's turn to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 14, and think about ignorance is not a pass. Jeremiah chapter 14, verse 2 beginning. Judah mourneth, and the gates thereof languish. They are blackened to the ground, and the cry of Jerusalem is gone up, and their nobles have sent their little ones to the waters. They came to the pits and found no water. They returned with their vessels empty. They were ashamed and confounded and covered their heads. Because of the ground is chapped, for there was no rain in the earth. The plowmen were ashamed, they covered their heads. Yea, the hind also calved in the field and forsook it, because there was no grass. And the wild asses did eat the stand of the high places. They snuffed up the wind like dragons. Their eyes did fail, because there was no grass. The book of Jeremiah tells of a prophet who lived during the time of the fall of Judah and of Babylonia. When God called Jeremiah to be a mouthpiece for him, Jeremiah said, "I don't know how to speak. I'm but a youth." And it turned out 40 years Jeremiah warned the people who was ignorant and would not hear the word. As the country was ruined, he tried to warn the people of all their sins, and they would not listen. And he called them a traitor. They opposed the weeping prophet. And there's going to be times in our life that we experience opposition and arguments, but we must press on, teaching the truth in love and simplicity. Jesus said in Matthew 10 and verse 14, "Whoever shall not receive you nor hear your words when you depart, shake off the dust." God, through Jeremiah, said he will make an end of Judah because of her sins. But Jeremiah objected. He said these people did not know the truth. They were told lies. They was told lies by false prophets, false teachers. Then God pronounces his punishment for the lying teachers. Jeremiah 14, verses 14 and 15. "Then the Lord said unto me, the prophet's prophecy lies in my name. I sent them not, neither have I commanded them, neither spoken to them. They prophesy unto you a false vision of divination, and a thing of naught, and the deceit of their heart. Therefore, thus saith the Lord concerning the prophets that prophesy in my name, and I sent them not, yet they say, sword and famine shall not be in this land. By sword and famine shall those prophets be consumed." God announced his punishment for him. God wasn't pleased, and he didn't stop there. Look in verse 16 at the choice words that he gave his people who followed false teachers. "And the people to whom they prophesy shall be cast out of the streets of Jerusalem because of the famine and the sword, and they shall have none to bury them, their wives, nor their sons, nor their daughters. For I will pour their wickedness upon them. This book that we have before us teaches us without a shadow of a doubt that being taught wrong is no excuse when you are able to be taught right. Let me say that again. Being taught wrong is no excuse when you're able to learn what is right. Turn with me to the third book of Moses, Leviticus chapter 5. Leviticus chapter 5, verses 17 and 18. And if a soul sin and commit any of these things, which are forbidden to be done by the commandments of the Lord, thou he wist, that means to have known, thou he has known it not, yet is he guilty and shall bear his iniquity. Verse 18, and he shall bring a ram without blemish out of the flock with thy estimation for a trespass offering unto the priest, and the priest shall make an atonement for him concerning his ignorance, wherein he has erred and wist it in not, and it shall be forgiven him. That was Leviticus chapter 5. Verses 17 and 18, and this is teaching that God has held people responsible for laws that they have never learned. But the sin that is done in ignorance could be forgiven after the fact that a person has learned the truth and did God's requirements for the remission of their sins. In the 12th division of Luke, Jesus, in his teaching, taught that ignorance might soften a punishment, but does not eliminate it. Turn with me to Luke chapter 12. Luke chapter 12, verses 47 and 48. And that servant, which knew his Lord's will and prepared not himself, neither did according to his will, shall be beaten with many stripes. But he that knew not and did not commit things worthy of stripes shall be beaten with fewer stripes. For unto whomsoever much is given, of him shall much be required. And to whom men have committed much, of him they will ask the more. That was Luke 12, verses 47 and 48. So if we're taught wrong and continue to do wrong, we are without excuse. Consider with me, when Jesus was crucified, Luke 23 and verse 34, he asked the Father, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they're doing. Acts chapter 3, verse 17, if you'd like to turn there. Acts chapter 3 and verse 17. And now, brethren, I want you to know that through ignorance you did it, as did also your rulers. Peter said that the Jews had participated in ignorance. In ignorance, but they were still responsible for murdering the Lord, the Prince of Life. They crucified him. Acts chapter 2 and verse 36. Acts chapter 2, verses 36 through 39. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. That's Acts chapter 2, verses 36 through 38. These men had did wrong, and their sins needed to be turned around. They needed to repent. They needed to repent in order to be saved. Peter and Paul wanted all Jews saved. Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10, verses 1 through 3. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. Their ignorance of the truth was leading them to a death that separated them. Hearing the truth and rejecting the truth can cause a person to lose his hope in salvation. Turn with me to Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 26. For if we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins. So, even if the gospel is accepted and later in life rejected, that person is lost. Turn over to Hebrews chapter 6. Verses 4 through 6. For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come, if they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucify to themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to an open shame. Let's ask ourselves an important question. Are people lost on account of ignorance or because they have sinned? Are people lost on account of ignorance or because they have sinned? Sinned against God. And the answer to that question seems very clear. They're lost because of their sins. Turn with me to Romans chapter 2. Romans chapter 2, verses 12 and 13. For as many as have sinned without law shall also perish without law. And as many have sinned in the law shall be judged by the law. For not the hearers of the law are just before God, but the doers of the law shall be justified. Did you notice here in that reading that The ones who sin while under the law are judged by the law, and also those who sin without the law perish. Romans chapter 6 and verse 23, a verse that's very familiar to us all. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. The only way to be saved is through Jesus Christ and his word. John 14, chapter 6, verse 6. John 14, verse 6. There's no other way. Paul said, "For this reason, I endure all things for the sake of those who are chosen, so they also may obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus and with eternal glory." That's 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 10. Thessalonians. 2 Thessalonians. Chapter 1. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 6 through 9. Seeing it is a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you, and to you who are troubled rest with us, when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. Ignorance is not a pass and does not save. It will only lead a person into an eternal train wreck. We need to spread the gospel to the Aryan world. One more passage, and this lesson's yours. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 10 and 11. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. All Christians have a duty to persuade men. And if there's anybody here today that has not been persuaded, you have the duty to your soul to obey God's word by hearing, believing, repenting, confessing the name of Jesus, and being baptized. If you do that, God will start you on your way to heaven. And you must not delay. You know, I don't really care if you become the most famous person that ever lived and everybody knows you. I don't care if you become so rich and famous that the stock market goes when you say go and stays when you say stay. I don't care if you become the most powerful person that there ever was, and armies and navies march and sail when you say so. Listen to me carefully. Our good brother, D. Bowman, said this hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times. If you miss heaven, then you just missed all there is. Won't you please come forward to God? He's calling you now as we stand and sing.